for your being here. Again, we say it so often, we say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. There is a bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along with the lesson. This title is Do Daily. Do Daily. Kind of when you have a to-do list. Well, this is our daily to-do list in our lesson this morning. In the Old Testament, as you know, the priestly tribe of Levi were required to make sacrifices every day. A daily sacrifice, a daily obligation in their life. Well, today in Christianity, we're all priests, and as Christians, we have an obligation to do daily. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Romans in chapter 12, verse 1 records it this way. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, when he says, I beseech you, I want to give you an urging, a word of encouragement. I want to push you in this direction. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual or reasonable service. You see, in Christianity, as we live our daily life, we're to present ourselves in service and sacrifice that's acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So it's a daily obligation for you and for me. In our lesson this morning, I look at that word daily, and it's used several times in the New Testament. So here's our daily obligations, if you will. Number one, daily prayer. In the New Testament, there's no set time for prayer. Jesus, in talking to his disciples, just made a statement, when you pray. Of course, in the Old Testament, they had some obligations. And many times, there was a set time. But under the New Testament, in the Psalms, it said, Psalm 55, verse 17, David said, evening, morning, and at noon, I'll pray, and I'll cry aloud. Oh, and he'll hear my voice. In Psalm 68, verse 19, David said, blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Oh, God gives daily benefits. I would think every day with daily benefits, daily blessings, daily provisions, I'm going to get up, look up, and say, thank you. Thank you for the day. Thank you for time. Thank you for talent. Friends, I've got to count my blessings. Thank you, God, for daily loading me up with blessings. Thank you. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included this phrase in Luke chapter 11, verse 3. Give us this day our daily bread. Just as I need things every day, I want to pray every day. Lord, help me. And Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We have that obligation. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Well, daily prayer. Daily prayer. There's an admonition to pray today. Not pray today and skip a day. Let's pray today. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 6, don't be anxious as we go about our daily life. So what's going to relieve us of that anxiety? Be anxious for nothing. Oh, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Pray. And then it says the peace of God, which passes understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Pray. We pray every day. Number two in my daily obligation or daily to-do list is Bible study. Under the old law, Moses gathers the children of Israel together before they go into the promised land. And among those things that he charged them, it included this. In Deuteronomy 6, beginning of verse 6, it says, "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Right, take it to heart. "You'll teach your children," or "teach diligently to your children. Talk of them," meaning the commandments of God, "talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk in the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Oh, there's a daily Bible study. There was a daily reminder of God's commandments. Didn't want that to be forgotten. One example in the New Testament is in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. It says, "The Bereans were more noble or fair-minded than those in Thessalonica." All right, in that, all right, why is this group set apart? Why is this group being commended? "The Bereans were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica." The verse continues, "In that, they received the word of God with all readiness of mind." Oh, received God's word. And it continues, "They searched the scriptures daily." There's our word. "Search the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." So here's the Apostle Paul preaching to them, and they say, "Oh, wait a minute, Apostle Paul. Let me check that with the scriptures. Let me take a look and be sure that what you're saying is from God's word." Oh. So there's an obligation for you and for me with that example to search the scriptures daily. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, to prove all things. Always check it out. Even the things that I say. Prove all things. Then hold fast that which is good or right. It's interesting that our world provides lots of study time for our children to be successful in this world. They begin from the time they're young, and there may be before they even go to school, they have to go to school. Preschool. And then a kindergarten. And then 12 years. But we already have 14 years of study just to prepare them for success in this life. Then they may go to a trade school or community college or a university or college, and now there's 4 more years. Now we have 12 and 2 and 4. What does that add up to?
18.
How many?
18.
18 years. Just to prepare them for success in this life. And then they may be go on to postgraduate. Or there may be some more on-the-job training. Or there may be a certificate program or a credential program. All for success in this life. How much Bible study are you involved in to prepare for eternity? Have a daily obligation. The Bible study. You know, we provide for our children Bible classes on Sunday morning, Lord's Day morning. We have 2 worship assemblies on this day. We have a Tuesday ladies Bible class, a Wednesday open Bible class for all ages. We have our website, have our sermon outline. I remember Don Hines years ago told me, "Brent, I take that outline home and I use that for my daily Bible study." He says, "I go back and review the verses you have here, and I read the verses before and the verses after." Uses that for daily Bible study. That's how he meets the obligation. We have online Bible study opportunities. We have individuals that will assist you with Bible study. They'll be glad to daily just read the Bible each day. Don't be satisfied with just 1 hour assembly on Sunday morning. in my daily to-do list. Not only daily prayer, daily Bible study. Daily Bible study. Number three is daily teaching. In Luke chapter 19, we have the example. Luke 19, verse 47. And he, meaning Jesus, was teaching daily in the temple. All but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him. They were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to him. So you even look at the life of Jesus, even his prayer life. And then he's in the temple every day. In Acts chapter 5, verse 42, Peter and John, daily in the temple, in every house, they, meaning these apostles, they didn't cease to teach and to preach Jesus as the Christ. In Acts 20, verse 31, Paul to the brethren, therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. You may not be able to stand up here like I am doing this morning, or deliver sermons or teach a Bible class. But there will be opportunities and times for you to share your faith. For example, tomorrow morning when if you're still employed, you go to work. Typically, one of the first questions someone will ask you is, what did you do over the weekend? Well, I know you'll remind them, oh, I went here, I went there, I saw this. Don't leave out your attendance in the worship assembly. And you know what else I did yesterday morning? I attended a worship assembly. You know what you just did? You shared your faith. You just told one without creating a lot of opposition. You just asked me, what did I do over the weekend? We're not embarrassed to tell anybody the places we went or the people we saw or the parties we had. Why would I be embarrassed about saying I went to a worship assembly yesterday morning? Oh, that might be an opportunity to teach for daily Bible teaching, Bible study. Well, they may ask, oh, where do you attend? Well, an opportunity. Share our faith. Daily teaching. Number four is daily exhortation. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, beware, brethren, so here's the warning. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief. Well, beware. You ever think of unbelief as an evil heart? Beware, he said, lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief. And then he adds to it, in departing from the living God, walking away from God. So then he says, so exhort one another daily. There's our word. Daily. While it's called today. Lest in any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Daily exhortation. The phone call. The visit. The email. The text. Daily exhortation. Send a card. You can even start here in the assembly. Today you can come early. Stay late. You can exhort while you're in the foyer. Exhort one another while you're in the parking lot. Go to lunch together. Oh, the opportunities abound. Dave, you think, Brian, daily exhortation? How can I do that? Oh, you can contact somebody here each day. Encourage. Exhort. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, brethren, oh, here's that push, that urge, hear what I'm saying, Paul's saying, I exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, hold the weak, be patient with all. Oh, we have opportunity, don't we? I'm going to exhort. What am I going to do? I'm going to comfort and uphold and be patient. Exhort one another daily. Number five is daily cross-bearing. Jesus said it this way in Luke chapter 9, beginning verse 23. You're familiar with these words. Then he said to them all, don't leave anybody out. If anyone desires to come after me, all right? Now, if any have a desire to come after or follow Jesus, you know, the hands go up. Count me in. Well, then he says, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. Oh, there's our word, isn't it? Daily. And follow me. Follow me. In Luke chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Well, you probably may be saying, well, Brian, I like these other things. Daily prayer, not a problem. Daily Bible study, I can read my Bible a little bit each day, not a problem. Oh, but cross bearing? And Jesus said, if you don't bear a cross, no matter how much you shout out or say or declare, God, I'm on your side, if you don't follow him, you cannot, in Jesus' own word, you cannot be my disciple. Oh, well, I want to be his disciple. Yeah. So I need to cross bear. In Matthew 10, verse 38, Jesus says, he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Oh, my. Boy, the exhortation that's coming through this last point, number five, the word that we need to give, a word of encouragement, and I want to lift you up, and I want to uphold you, and in these words of Jesus, take up your cross daily. Follow me. Follow me. There's a song in our book. The words are, must Jesus bear the cross alone? That's the question. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? The songwriter answers the question, no, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. The Apostle Paul concludes in Galatians 6, verse 17. He says, for no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yeah. If you know, in his day, if you raise your hand, I'm on God's side, boys, look out for the rocks. Look out for things coming at you, the persecution. So the question would be, if you were on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? If you're on trial for being a Christian, would there be evidence? Would there be evidence to convict you? So in your defense, could you daily prayer, daily Bible study, daily teaching, daily exhortation, daily cross-bearing? Oh, there's evidence. That's what we want in our lives. Put in your notes, very bottom. I don't know the author of the poem, but you're writing a gospel. A chapter each day. By the deeds that you do and the words that you say, men read what you write, whether faulty or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? When we have our closing prayer, if we have our invitation song, we don't pray what's not, Lord, as we leave you for the next 6 days. No, that's not it. You see, right now we're the church gathered. We're the church here. But we're still the church when we leave. We just become the church scattered. So now we have these daily obligations, just as we have the obligation on the first day of the week to assemble. We have the obligation for all of these things we listed, for prayer and Bible study and teaching and exercise. It's there. Daily Christianity will help us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's the lesson. you're a Christian, you have a daily to do list. Every day. Every day. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of exhortation, song of invitation. The last words of Jesus, he said in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, go into all the world. Preach the gospel, the good news to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. That's the message we preach. Matthew records it this way in Matthew chapter 28, the closing verses. Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. It's a heavenly message, a heavenly charge. He says, go and make disciples of all the nations. How are you going to do that? What does it mean to make a disciple? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's the invitation we extend at the close of each lesson. We sing a song of encouragement. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve, you have that opportunity this morning. So let's stand together and we'll sing as a select. If that's on your mind, if that's what your obligation, if that's what you need to do, ready. Just simply come and let your request be known. If we sing this.